Hello.
Hey, super Jay.
Yeah, hi, is this Rick?
Yeah, Rick here with Huff and Mazer. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Well, not too bad. Thank you for asking. So I thought it'd be easier, Joel, to hop on a quick call and discuss a few details. I sent you a list of features, and I was we've studied a Course Hero recently for another project that happens to function in a different direction, but there was some relevancy with this. So I have quite an idea on what Course Hero does, and I think say in a year or so, Course Hero has upgraded itself into an AI tool and has a lot of features that are that are based on AI and are also in the beta phase of release as well. What's your direction with this, and how do you plan to stand out and be different than this?
Sure. Yeah. So I run a coaching service right now for most of my audience is homeschoolers for public speaking, and a lot of what we have is information cards and briefs and stuff to prepare them for their various speech events. And there's a ton of information that they typically have to download from various sites. I've been working on compiling that into one place where they can download those information cards, so to say. Relevancy of Course Hero in the sense that you could upload a certain number of your own of those information cards in order to get membership and view what everyone else has uploaded their cards as well. The things that you sent looked mostly relevant, except no need of something like study groups or access to tutors, at least through the app platform. I'm just trying to get an idea of what that would cost me.
Right, that makes perfect sense. So, as far as the features are concerned, I'll come to the cost in a bit. It's just that how we work is we quote you, a safe ballpark first, and within that ballpark is going to be the fixed price that we quote to you along the features that you're looking for. So I'd have to, go ahead and discover this in a little more detail. So when you say that there's not going to be any kind of expert tutors on the platform, the resources, say the answers and the information that is going to be attached or is going to be pinned to each of these information cards, like you mentioned, is that going to be uploaded by yourselves as the administration of the application, or is that going to be in some way is going to be community sourced?
You mean information already available for download for users?
So there's information cards that you provide to your students at speech, who are preparing for speech competitions, right?
Right.
Right, and then they, when they upload those informatics cards, they get information. They get like, say if there's any questions, and then again, I'm just following Course Hero right now. So if they have any, if they have any questions, there are, supporting answers to that when they upload that particular info card, and that pulls, the rest of the resources that are, already either logged in by yourselves as the administrator of the platform, or are, kind of contributed by the community that's joined the platform.
Yeah, that would be mostly done by selected individuals, not really answered by community.
Selected individuals amongst yourselves. Okay. And then how about the reward tracking and, earning rewards? I don't think that's relevant to you, or is it?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
All right. And a progress tracking in some way or the other, say like a learning management system platform?
No, I don't think that's necessary. Only other thing I see on here, cross-platform sync, I don't think that's required. Subscription options, sure. Actually, yeah, definitely. But only other thing is maybe an ability to when you have your when you log in, right, everyone has their own account, you could see everyone else's username and such, and what all info cards that they have. And if you want one that they have, you can swap one of your cards with them for that one.
Oh, you can swap your cards with them. Okay. So you have to trade one of your cards and give that over to be able to receive one of their cards and be able to study from it,
Yes.
right?
Right.
Interesting. Okay. And Joel, do you have any kind of a website for your organization? I'm not too sure if that's a business or is there a way I can look at it in more like a in a bit more detail to kind of understand the background on it?
Yeah, not really. We have one in development right now, but all we really offer at the moment is coaching sessions for the speech events that they compete in.
Okay. All right. And more so offline at this time, right?
Well, through platforms like Skype and Google, but yeah.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah. But okay. All right, yeah, I think I got my answer. Okay. And then how about the probably my last question here. How about the subscription options? How many tiers do you want, and are we looking at more like a freemium model whereby anyone can download the application, they can log in, say optionally if they have a license key from you or some sort of a unique identification that's already logged in by the admins, since I assume it's going to be for a closed group of people, but then they can enter the application, they can browse around, and then if they want to upgrade at a certain time through a subscription, then that opens the advanced level of features within the application. So is that the kind of direction you're looking at, or would you like to offer subscription
Yeah,
to use the op
no, definitely along those lines.
So more like a freemium model, right?
Right. You could go in for maybe, I don't know, set a time period on how long you can be in the app before you have to, if you want access to more documents, then you have to get a subscription.
So say if we, just trying to paint a canvas and overheads together. So of course there's a splash screen, there's login, there's sign up. I'm assuming that the sign up will be approved and screened by you before they can enter the application. And then once they have access to the application, they can start uploading their documents just like you can do it on Course Hero, and they can start studying their own info cards. But then when they want to trade it or they want to swap it or they want to say access other resources on the platform, that's when they have to upgrade to a subscription based upon, like you said, how many days they've been on the platform. They can upgrade to a subscription that I'm assuming is going to be paid in nature, so it's going to be transactions happening on the application as well, through a payment merchant that is going to be integrated. That's a whole module in itself, just by the way, so transaction management and subscription management. Is that how it's going to be, or am I still missing the direction on this?
No, yeah, that sounds right.
Right. And the video lessons, this why I'm asking you is because, there's a different streaming server when you talk about the hosting of the application, and then there's a simpler kind of a hosting whereby, you can upload just any kind of application if it doesn't have a lot of rich media. So with the video lessons, I'm assuming that you'd have, say, video courses into each of the, say into each of the categories or into each of the divisions, or just how you'll bifurcate, the lessons on your platform. There's going to be video media with each of them as well, right?
Yeah, we're filming the video courses. I want to be able to add that on in the future, but that's not a priority at the time.
Okay, so more like something that can be built into the application after the first phase of development and launch has been completed.
Yes.
Okay. Right. So, Joel, as long as you know that this is not going to have any kind of AI features, which I'm assuming they're not, and with what we've discussed so far, We're looking at somewhere about in terms of the timeline. Do you have any kind of a deadline with this, by the way? I mean, do you need a dedicated team to work on this, or are you know, is there a hard timeline that you want to adhere to?
No, app is not a priority for us at the moment. I'm just trying to get like idea of say we want to do it, and we have our website running and stuff like that, and we want to know when we want to go ahead with the app. How far in advance would we have to notify people? Like how long we should expect it to take? If we need to give them a month and say, hey, we want to go ahead and start working on the app now that website's running, our classes are rolling, stuff like that.
So I think that's a good question. So with us, we don't, you know, it doesn't take us time. We don't have projects standing by in queue. We don't, you know, onboard projects if we don't have the capacity to take them over. So, you know, the assignation of the team is going to be immediate whenever you decide to sign up. However, we do have a discovery period whereby, you know, what we're having right now, and just to, you know, explain to you a bit on the process and how we work as well. What we're having right now is more of a pre-onboarding discovery, whereby I'm trying to understand your idea to the point where I can give you an exact cost and I can give you an exact timeline as well. Because in most cases, if you know what you're looking for and you have a clear scope of project, which I think you do in your case, we offer a fixed price model, so there's no surprises later in terms of the pricing and you know, in most cases, in terms of the timeline as well. So the purpose of this call, and if there's going to be any subsequent calls before we you know, hopefully onboard you, is to have like a clear scope of project on what we have to accomplish and what that would cost and what kind of timeline are we looking at. However, when you get on board with us and we assign you a complete team here that's going to include the designers, the developers, both the front end and the back end, iOS developers, the DevOps person, and a project manager that's going to kind of you know, bring the team together on the project. That's when we you know, start a post onboarding discovery period, whereby it takes about 2 weeks, 2 to 2.5 weeks for the team to conduct internal workshops and, you know, a couple kickoff meetings with you as well, so you get acquainted with them, and we get into the minute details of each of the features of the idea of the whole scope of project, and we put that in place in more like a roadmap before we start the execution. So the designing begins, or say the UI and the UX design, the mood board design begins almost approx about 2.5, 3 weeks after you sign up with us. Does that make sense?
That's the pre-screening phase.
Well, that's the post sign up. I'm not too sure what you mean by pre-screening.
I mean, you said there would be like a time in which people would have to get together and we'd go over like minute details before it actually kicked off working on the app. Are you saying
Right.
that's what would be two weeks?
So the 2 weeks, yeah, that's going to be the 2 weeks after you've signed up with us, right? After we've onboarded the project, you signed the contract, and we formally welcome you on board. That's when the 2 weeks begin. We assign you the team. You now have a team that needs to understand the idea and then, more importantly, give their input on any kind of limitations we're looking at prehand and any kind of requirements we have from you, so you know, prehand that, you know, we'd require those accounts. We'd require, you know, say the Apple account, the Google developer account, whatever that is. So that is the workshop time that we take. That's about 2 weeks after you sign up. And before we start the UI and the UX phase, that is going to be the second phase of the project.
Okay. Yeah, so what are we looking at here? Like, what would the next step be?
What's the next test from here? I think the project scope is pretty much clear. The next thing I'll do is, you know, based upon how soon you want to get started, I think I already had the answer from you, but based upon how soon you want to get started, we'll send you more like a project scope document, followed by our understanding. So I'll prepare an our understanding document, and that's going to be followed by a scope document. And once you give me your feedback, any kind of revisions you need, any kind of changes you need to it, that's when, you know, once you approve it and once you lock it down and you tell me, you know, my brick, it's good to go, we can get this going. And you know, so I'll send you the engagement contract that you can review, and once you sign that over, We'd be more than happy to welcome you on board.
Okay, let's go back to that fixed price. You said you were offering the upfront fixed price, whenever the onboarding phase and after the first phase was complete. What is that fixed price looking like?
Well, I cannot give you like an exact number right now, but talking about ballparks and say an educated ballpark here, with all the features that we've discussed so far without the AI and looking at two interfaces, one for yourselves as the admin and the other one for the students, where the front end, the mobile application that they're going to be interacting with, I think we are looking at somewhere between $30,000 to $40,000 would be safe ballpark. Within which, everything would be completed right from scratch, which I said, like discovery, the designs, the development, DevOps, testing, and deployment. So the app is going to go from point A until deployment, and we also give you a 90 days maintenance retainer post deployment, which is more like a warranty. So if anything breaks down or if there's still bugs after the testing, which rarely happens, or if there's any kind of version updates during that time as well, we take care of that free of cost for you. So all that covered within this ballpark that I'm giving you.
Okay, that all sounds good. But what is the you mentioned two documents that would be sent my way. The first one was about the scope. The second was, I believed, an initial contract. Is that correct?
Well, I think in your case, we just send over the scope right away because I think the other understanding document, that's more of a brief understanding document. We create. I think I've already shared the features with you on the chat, and we have kind of agreed to it, and I understand what you're looking for. So now we'll send you a more detailed scope document, kind of outlining each of the features for each of these modules that we have listed down over the chat, right? And once you look at that, you're going to get a better idea on how what kind of picture I have in mind, what the app is going to look like. And once you agree to it, or if you
Okay.
have any feedback that we implement, any kind of revisions, and we conclude to a final document, like a final scope of work document, that's when we should be good to, get going, and I can share with you the contract so you can look at the terms, the standard terms we have. One of the terms we also have is, since I mentioned the pricing to you, and I'd like to make sure I get this across to you, we work for hire, right? So work for hire is a legal jargon. And that essentially means that whatever we do for you, whatever we're building within this project, including any kind of resources that go into it and any kind of code, of course, the source code, the design, the illustrations, animations, everything is going to belong to you. And you pay us to get the work done. So we work more like your development partners, but we don't take any kind of a cut or a commission after the application launches. Neither do you have to pay any kind of a monthly or a yearly fee necessarily to keep the app with you or to use the app because you're not renting the app, we're building it for you and you own it. After the deployment and the 90 days are over for the warranty, you can optionally retain us to maintain the web the the application for you, but that's entirely optional as well.
Okay. Yeah. So, is this a good number to call back?
Definitely, yeah. So 408-746-3290.
Yeah, that's yeah. Okay. Let me go ahead and give you an email. We can send a scope over. I need to talk to the rest of the people going in on this and see what they think about this. Obviously, I said this isn't our biggest priority at the moment. But I'd still like to keep this in the back of our head, and we wanted to get a rough ballpark so that we would have a bit of a big picture of what adding an app onto our already web development was going to look like.
Right, that's all right, and I'm just trying to be helpful today. So you could drop me your email, and I'll definitely recircle with you. However, Joel, you also mentioned that you have a website going on. So is it more like a landing page for marketing, or are you building more like a web application that is going to serve as like a primitive version of the app that that we're discussing?
No, there's not going to be any documents on it that's specific to the app. You can only get that with the app. But we will offer a platform for our coaching services to be offered through the website.
Right. So just a, you know, just wondering, and just curious, why don't you start with a web application? I mean, how is mobile application a priority for you? And, you know, say for example, with Course Hero, you can readily, you know, go onto a laptop. Given that most students study on a laptop, and you can instantly start uploading documents and start reading them. And this is an example of a web application where, you know, it does exactly what the mobile application would do in the future. So why don't you start with a web application, and that's going to help you wrap your head around the old software as well and kind of get a feedback from your first set of users before you actually jump to a mobile application.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's why we already got the web application in development. But I still want to go ahead. I had no idea how long it would take to go ahead, and if we had the ideas and picture already down for what we wanted to be specific, different from the web application inside a mobile app you could get on your phone instead, since most tournaments confiscate computers in the leagues that we generally tutor people from. Yeah, so I want to go ahead and get a big picture on that. I will drop an email down in the chat we have
Yes,
afterwards,
please.
and yeah, this has been very helpful.
Well, thank you. So yeah, please go ahead and drop me an email, and I'll go ahead and send you our company profile. I can send you an NDA as well, which is optional if you'd like to sign it. That'd be great. If not, that's all right as well. And then I'll send you the scope of work document that might take a couple of days. Hopefully by the early next week now, since we are heading towards the weekend. But I'll definitely stay in contact with you, and we'll try and be helpful wherever I can. So you're still connected over the chat?
Yes.
Okay, I just dropped you a message as well, just so you can find it.
All right. Hey, thank you.
All right, my pleasure, Joel. Email, are you sending that over?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Do you have any questions, by the way, on how we work, say what we do? I'll send you the company profile, but you know, if you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer. If you'd like to pick my brain on something, especially with the app we discussed so far.
Okay, I just sent email over. I don't really have any questions specific to anything we haven't already talked about that wasn't answered through the website already.
All right, perfect then. So Joel, I'll send all of these details over to you. So the next steps are we send you an email, and then how soon do you want to recircle on this? I mean, I know you have to speak to your team as well. If there are other stakeholders, I mean, I'd be happy to get on another call and kind of walk them through our discussion as well and take their first-hand questions too. Do you have any kind of partners or stakeholders who would like to be involved?
Yeah, I have some partners. I'll give the general overview that we've gone over in this call. But what you said about prioritizing the website is definitely what we're going to go for. So I don't really have a time crunch or like, oh, we really got to get back on a call next week or something like that. So whenever you have the documents ready, or whenever you want to talk about it again. Anything more to add on that, then that sounds good.
Okay, and you said you don't have any kind of resources for me to look at. I see your website is under development, but no resources for me as such in terms of documentation to look at, right? I mean, on what you do and,
Right, no.
okay, I see. Okay, Joel,
Yeah,
I'll
none
get to
yet.
this. Yeah, and since you mentioned about one last thing, since you mentioned about the prioritizing the web application, we do web applications as well. So unless you have someone like I know you said you or someone's already working on it, but they're just working on the marketing landing page and you know the online coaching page, then you know we could talk about doing a web application before a mobile app as well, if that's something that you're open to.
Okay, yeah, we've already got someone working on the web application, and we don't really need anything more than the landing page and the access to tutors.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. So, Joel, I'll let you go for the day unless you have anything else for me that you'd like to pick my brain on.
Nope. Thank you.
Wonderful. I'll let you go for the day. All right. Enjoy the rest of the day ahead. Take care.
Hey, you too. All
Thank
right,
you,
bye.
Adam.